2. Listening and Speaking. Section A.
1. How are things with you?
2. Don't worry, I have done some cleaning for you.
3. Could you give me a ride to the museum tonight?
4. Thank you for helping me with so much work. Section B.
From cyberbullying to cruel comments, social media can be a landmine for kids. Issues parents never worried about are now a risk for many teens. With kids' digital well-being a concern, researchers are exploring potential links between social media and the rise in teen suicide rates, tech addiction, and loss of real-life social skills. Many parents are wondering, is social media causing my kid to have anxiety? How can parents keep social media a positive for kids? First, seeing photos of a trip to the beach your friends didn't invite you to can be really upsetting. If your kid is tired of digital drama, suggest they take a break from social media for a while. In fact, if they post a status update that they're taking a break, their friends might be very accepting because they've had similar feelings. Second, people post stuff that makes their lives look perfect. Not the homework struggles or the fight they had with their dad. Remind kids that social media leaves the messy stuff out and that everyone has ups and downs.
Now listen again, please.
From cyberbullying to cruel comments, social media can be a landmine for kids. Issues parents never worried about are now a risk for many teens. With kids' digital well-being a concern, researchers are exploring potential links between social media and the rise in teen suicide rates, tech addiction, and loss of real-life social skills. Many parents are wondering, is social media causing my kid to have anxiety? How can parents keep social media a positive for kids? First, seeing photos of a trip to the beach your friends didn't invite you to can be really upsetting. If your kid is tired of digital drama, suggest they take a break from social media for a while. In fact, if they post a status update that they're taking a break, their friends might be very accepting because they've had similar feelings. Second, people post stuff that makes their lives look perfect. Not the homework struggles or the fight they had with their dad. Remind kids that social media leaves the messy stuff out and that everyone has ups and downs.
Questions. 1. What are the two answers that can keep social media a positive for kids?
2. What's your attitude towards social media?